Now, back to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Here's Dave Benton.
All right. Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. Talking plenty of baseball today, and we're joined now by Tony Paul, national baseball writer for the Detroit News, to talk about this season in general. Tony, good to talk to you again.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, good. Let's start here. The Detroit Tigers, they're 21-18. If you're speaking to Tigers fans, should they be happy with the way the season has gone so far?
Yeah, I think they should be pretty pleased, especially when they were 12-17 just a little bit over a week ago. You know, they got off to a little bit of a slow start. They had a little hard time getting, you know, kind of gelling as a team. The offense really wasn't clicking. But it's really clicking right now. Victor Martinez has really proven to be a heck of a signing by Dombrowski. I mean, everything he hits lately is just rock hard. And the pitching's really coming around. Verlander is, you know, finally getting recognition around the league as the ace that he is. And you realize how much depth there is in that rotation. When Bill Koch, your number five starter, and he's, you know, doing okay, yeah, they should be, you know, fans should be pretty pleased where they're at right now. You know, they're near first place. They're playing well. They're rolling right along. So, yeah, I think they should be thrilled as heck.
Hey, Tony, it's Scott.
Hey, Scott.
The Tigers, they've been kind of so up and down this year. It's hard to get a read on which team they actually are going to be throughout the whole season. What do you see happening with them?
I think they're a pretty good team. I think you're only going to see them get, stay strong for the rest of the season. They have a really good offense. They have a lot of nice pieces there, especially with the young guys like Brennan Bosch. Really, you know, he's been hitting the ball pretty decent. You know, he's starting to look a little bit like the player he was in the first half last year. You know, with, Miguel Cabrera finally has some protection in the batting order with Victor Martinez. And, you know, the rotation, I think, has been huge. I think you're going to see the rotation be one of the best in the American League this year. And if that's the case, yeah, they're going to be there right at the end.
Tony Paul, national baseball writer for the Detroit News, joining us here on the Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Tony, Justin Verlander, is he the early leader in the clubhouse, so to speak, for the AL Cy Young? If not, who is in contention with him?
Well, that's a good question. He's got to be right up there. I mean, the record's not great. I think he's 4-3. But the last few starts out, he's pitched just absolutely phenomenal. Obviously, the no-hitter, and, you know, obviously as well as he pitched yesterday. You know, he's right up there. But there's a lot of guys up there. Jared Weaver of the Angels, of course, is going to be there. And you're going to see Felix there again. There's going to be a lot of guys. And so, I don't know if he's the early favorite just because the record's not there. You know, Max Scherzer hasn't lost a game this season, and his ERA is in good shape, too. So I think he's got some competition on his own team.
Tony, one more Tigers question before we move out to the rest of the league. Tigers put Maglio Ordóñez on the DL. What's going to happen in the outfield, and what's going to happen with Mags?
Well, Maglio is a tough situation. You know, the ankle is such an important part when you're, you know, especially with offensive perspective. You really need that ankle to drive the ball. And if your ankle's not feeling good, you're tentative. And you've seen Maglio make a lot of, you know, kind of weak tentative swings this year. So the fact that he's on the disabled list probably a little bit later than he should have been. You know, I'm not sure when he's going to come back. It's the 15-day DL, but I would not be surprised if he's out longer than that. You know, maybe upward of a month. Who knows? But the outfield, though, you know, you have a lot of options. You know, you can play. You can play against the right-handers and left-handers too. You're going to see Brennan Bosch play a lot. You're going to see them stick with Rayburn too, even though he's not been swinging a pretty good bat. We've seen from Rayburn that he kind of picks it up as the season gets moving along. So I think you're going to see a lot of him, and I think you're going to see them give Dierks every shot to, you know, to earn a starting spot too. He had such a great spring that they're definitely going to take a long look at him.
Does Mags going on the DL actually help the Tigers more than it hurts the Tigers?
Well, I think it gives Andy Dierks the shot, and I think that that's a good thing. When you have as good a spring training as he had, you know, and as exciting as he was, I think it helps him. You know, Maglio wasn't hitting the ball very good. You know, I mean, he had flashes where he looked like he was coming out of his slump, and then really didn't sustain it. So I think it helps him right now. It gives them the look at Dierks that they needed to get.
Tony Paul, national baseball writer for the Detroit News, joining us here. Tony, who's been a bigger surprise, the Cleveland Indians or the Florida Marlins?
You know, well, Florida wasn't that bad last year, so I would definitely say the Indians. There's not a person on the earth that I know of that picked the Indians to be where they are right now. So I think that they're definitely the bigger surprise. You know, Marlins, you know, they have such good pitching, and, you know, they have, you know, a star shortstop, one of the best players in the league, and Hanley Ramirez. So I don't think that they're much of a surprise. Now, they're going to have a hard time contending in the NL East, though. But the Indians, where they are right now, I mean, nobody saw that. They're the biggest surprise in baseball.
Do they have what it takes to sustain that for a whole season?
I don't think so. You know, they've had a nice start, but I just don't see it. You know, Sizemore's having some, you know, a little bit of health issues again. You never know if Travis Hafner's going to stay healthy. I don't see it. They've got, you know, they got some nice arms, but I think they're just a little bit too young. I think that they could be pretty good in the next couple of years. I just don't see them being able to do it this year.
Let's move out to the AL East, where you're looking at the Tampa Bay Rays are leading it right now. However, obviously with the Yankees and Red Sox, there's always going to be contenders there.
Oh, yeah.
Who is ahead at the All-Star break? Who's ahead at the end of the year?
That's a great question. It's tough to get a read on the AL East. You know, there's obviously three contenders in the Rays, the Yankees, and the Red Sox. But who's, you know, I think that you're going to see, I said from the beginning of the season, the Red Sox, I still think that they're going to be the team to beat. I think that they just have too much talent. The Rays, I mean, with the start they had, they started 0-6, and now they're leading the AL East, you know, with an offense that includes guys like Sam Fuld and Johnny Damon and Casey Kochman, and, you know, Matt Joyce is leading the league and hitting, former Tiger. You know, you just didn't expect their offense to kind of get going like it has, but they got the arms. And like I said, it's the same thing with the Tigers. When you have the pitching, you're going to be there. So I'm still saying the Red Sox, both at the All-Star break and at the end of the year. The Yankees, their starting pitching is a major concern. I said this in the beginning of the year. You know, they have CeCe Sabathia, a very fine pitcher, but then they got A.J. Burnett, and, you know, they don't know what's going on with Phil Hughes. You know, he could be out for – he might miss the season. You know, and the other guys in their rotation are Ivan Nova, Bartolo Colon, and Freddy Garcia. So I don't think they have the pitching. I mean, they might sneak into a wild card, but I just don't think they win the AL East.
Tony Paul, national baseball writer from the Detroit News, joining us here on the Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Tony, who's your favorite team to watch? Not the best team, but your favorite team to watch?
Oh, that's a good question. I like the Rays. You know, they're kind of, you know, what they've been able to do. I just think they're so much fun. They got such good starting pitching. You know, they play the game the right way. Joe Maddon's kind of an innovative manager. You know, he thinks outside the box, so they're a fun team to watch in the American League. So, I mean, I would go with them. They're just, you know, they're always kind of this underdog team. You know, look at who they lost in the offseason with Carlos Pena and Matt Garza and, you know, Carl Crawford. And, you know, they started 0-6 this year, and everyone thought they were going to be done. And now look where they are. They're just a no-quit team. You know, they're kind of – they got a little bit of that Twins attitude in them. You know, they just play the game the right way. And, you know, they're a blast to watch.
Tony, we started this today. We figured it's a good time to review because you kind of get a better read on all the teams. When do you think it is that teams will start to make moves, whether it be trading or bringing more guys up from the minors?
I think you're going to see a lot of it at the beginning of June. You get a pretty good read the first couple months of the season. You know, you don't want to overreact early in the season. And that's the reason that Scott Sizemore wasn't called up as soon as he was, even though the Tigers' offense was scuffling and he was hitting .410 at Toledo or whatever it was. So you don't want to overreact early, but I think you're going to start. I mean, you've seen the Tigers now making some moves, and you're going to see teams start to get a little bit more, you know, not desperate, if you will, but, you know, a little bit more serious about putting the best product on the team. So June 1st is probably a pretty good read on that.
For the Tigers, is there anybody in particular that you can see being on the chopping block that they'd be willing to give up to improve the team?
Well, if they can get David Wright, they'd be willing to give up Brandon Hinch. So, you know, I'm not sure they're going to be a team that makes a ton of moves this year. You know, if the right guy's there, but if David Wright came at the right price, they'd absolutely want to pursue that. You know, Brandon Inge isn't making a ton of money for the next year, so you know, Brandon Inge just isn't playing very good right now. He's had some clutch at bats, and I tell people this all the time. They don't like, you know, Brandon Inge is kind of a polarizing figure. You know, you either love him or you don't. But, you know, he's had some clutch at-bats over his career, and he's done it again this year. So, you know, he's come through there, but, you know, he hasn't produced as they would hope. But I just don't see him. I don't see him making any major moves. Not at least, you know, I can't see that at this point.
Tony Paul, national baseball writer for the Detroit News. Tony, you keep mentioning David Wright. If the Mets were to deal him, what kind of reaction would that have in the New York era? Because anybody who's a Mets fan, that would be close to trading a Derek Jeter type figure as far as the Mets organization is concerned. Would there be a lot of feedback going into that?
Well, I don't think it'd be on the Derek Jeter level, but it certainly would be, you know, it would send shockwaves there. You know, he's the face of the franchise, I think. You know, they got Jose Reyes, but, you know, Reyes has been hurt a little bit more in his career. And, you know, they got to shed some money, you know, in New York. They don't have the money that they used to. And whether that has anything to do with, you know, the fallout from the Madoff, you know, Ponzi scheme or whatnot, you know, they don't have the money, so they're going to have to do something. I personally don't think David Wright's going to be the one to go. I think that they probably, my opinion, they'd rather get rid of Reyes. They love, I think, to find a taker for Jason Bay. You know, so I don't think Wright would be the guy, but if he was, it would certainly be met with some angry Mets fans.
Would the Tigers have any interest in Jose Reyes?
I don't think so. You know, I thought about that. You know, I've heard that before the season. Somebody mentioned that. I don't think they would, just because, you know, they got Peralta locked up for a couple of years. And I think the Tigers, you know, think that after Peralta, you know, they might be able to go after, you know, another shortstop in a couple of years on the free agent market. But I think they're happy with Peralta. He's had some huge hits this year. He's not making a ton of money. He's actually better defensively than we all gave him credit for. He goes pretty well to his left, which is kind of a surprise to me. You know, so I think they're very happy with him. They're getting, you know, they're getting more out of him than they've gotten out of the shortstop position in several years.
Tony, give me a couple guys, the big name guys who are going to be moved this summer.
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I think, like I said, I think you could see some of the Mets. You know, who knows what the Brewers will do? You know, they got issues. If the Brewers aren't in contention, you know, they're looking at, you know, the future without Greinke and without Prince Fielder. You know, they kind of put all their chips in this season. So if they kind of fall off, don't be surprised if they move them. Prince Fielder is one to watch. You know, they gave all that money to Ryan Braun. I'm not sure they have the money to give to Prince Fielder. So he's going to be the one, probably the biggest guy you're going to see teams going after.
Tony, I read on one of your blogs earlier this morning, and I just wanted to get your opinion on this before we let you go here. I saw you had a little blog. It was just a small entry about replay and how there was going to be more of an instituted. In your personal opinion, do you want to see more replay, and where should it stop?
Yeah, I tend to want to see more. I think that you just, when it comes down to it, everybody wants the call to be right. You know, they're going to go to fair or foul balls, I think, next year. I think they're going to, at least, I don't know if it's official yet, but, you know, they've already got it for the home runs, and I think that that's been great. You know, when they started doing it with the home runs, everyone's like, it's going to take forever. You know, it's going to really slow down the game. It takes 30 seconds, and if that's the difference between, you know, getting a call right or wrong, I think that that's a great thing. So I think it should be used a little bit more, you know, fair or foul. I certainly think a lot of Detroit fans would like to see it instituted for plays at first base.
Yeah.
You know, with what happened last year, you know, I mean, those type of things, I don't think it would slow the game up. I do not ever want to see it on balls and strikes, however.
Agreed. The K-zone is the worst invention in the history of TV, as far as I'm concerned.
It's not accurate either.
No, well, every umpire has their own strike zone.
Exactly.
So to sit there and say that this square is exactly what every umpire sees is ridiculous.
Yeah, and you know, you'll get no arguments from Jim Leland, too. He hates the K-zone.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous. And the fact that they're actually using it in television now, like on every single pitch, drives me nuts.
I know. I'm not a big fan of that at all.
Yeah. Tony Paul, National Baseball Writer, Detroit Free Press. Tony, you want to tell us a little bit about how to get your blog real quick?
Yeah, you can go on to debtnews.com, and you can check out there's a blog house in there, and you can check out the Covering the Bases blog. Try to update that quite a bit. You can also check me out on Facebook and Twitter.
There you go. Tony, we appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend.
You too, guys.
All right, Tony Paul, National Baseball Writer, Detroit News. We'll be right back. Final segment, weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS.